Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we're online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. How would you feel if you were being recorded all the time? You probably wouldn't care for that. Of course, with modern technology, it seems like we're probably being recorded pretty often. But still, just this idea of like constantly being recorded, we'd really think a lot more about what we do, what we say, because we know that somebody could look at it or watch it or listen to it. Well, we are being recorded. What we do is recorded in our human spirit. Notice Job 32. Job 32. There is a spirit in man, as we'll look at here. There is a spirit that is recording our experiences. It's recording the things that we do. Job 32 and verse 8, it says, "But there is a spirit in man." There is a spirit in man. God has put this spirit component in each man. This is not the Holy Spirit we're talking about. We, of course, need that as well. But this is a spirit that's in every man. What is it? Lesson 19 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course says this. And by the way, this is a free course that you can sign up for at thetrumpet.com. But it says, "A spirit which is in man can be called human spirit, for it is in each human, even though it is spirit essence, it's not matter. The human spirit enters every human being at conception." That's when life begins, at conception, and that's when the human spirit enters every human being. It says, "A spirit in man does impart the power of intellect to the human brain." You know, we are able to think. We're able to make decisions. We're, you know, we're different in that way from the animals around us. If you have a pet dog or a cat or something, you know that they're not like we are. They're different. Well, there's this human spirit in man that God has given us, and it imparts the power of intellect to the human brain. And it says, "This non-physical component in the human brain does not exist in the brain of animals." And again, that's why there's such a difference between man an animal. We have an entire booklet on that titled "What Science Can't Discover About the Human Mind," and that's free at thetrumpet.com as well. And it looks at that exact topic. Okay, what's the difference between, you know, man and animal? And again, a lot of people don't really know, but that booklet will give you the biblical passages to look up and see what, you know, God shows us about that. But for the purposes of today's program, we'll just hit on that high spot, you know, talking about how the spirit in man, it does impart the power of intellect, and you can study more into that. Further, the quote from Lesson 19 says, "This spirit acts, among other things, as a computer, adding to the brain intellectual power. Knowledge received in the brain through the eye, the ear, and the senses is immediately programmed, so to speak, into the spirit computer. All memory is stored in this spirit. This computer gives the brain instant recall of whatever portion of millions of bits of knowledge may be needed in the reasoning process. That is to say that memory is recorded in the human spirit, whether or not it is also recorded in the gray matter of the brain." And so these are really, you know, it's amazing to think about this, but it's a truth. The things that we experience in this life are recorded in our human spirit. So we should stop and think a little bit about that. Like, what are we recording? What are we recording? Is it something positive? Is it something negative? Is it of God? Is it of Satan? What are we recording into our human spirit on a daily basis? You know, God created this human spirit to be able to be a recording device, and it's amazing technology. God, of course, is the master creator, and understands how to do these things. We don't understand how it all works exactly, but looking at God's word, it shows us these principles that we can understand. There is this recording that's happening. And this spirit recording is what makes our resurrection possible. Notice, again, lesson 19, it says, this spirit records every bit of knowledge received through the five senses, and it records whatever character has been developed during one's life. The spirit in man also records the personality of the individual and the physical makeup of the whole body. God has a recording of us. Notice Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7. And again, as we're talking about this, it really should make us think about what we're recording. What are we taking in through our senses? What are we looking at? What do we think about? What do we listen to? What do we go out and experience? Because that's being recorded. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7, it says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, talking about when a person dies, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. That's what happens. God has our spirit mold when we die, and then he can resurrect us from that. And he can resurrect a person back to flesh, which he's going to do for many people, and some will be resurrected into the God family as spirit beings. His purpose is ultimately to resurrect everyone into his family. And we have more about that at thetrumpet.com as well. A lot to study into there. But again, the point that we're getting at here is that the spirit mold is what we're resurrected from. And again, it's something that humanly we can't do. We can't understand how it all exactly works as far as the technology goes. But it's God's technology. It's a lot more powerful than what we can understand at this time. But it's what the Bible shows. The spirit goes back to God. And when someone is dead, the Bible says they are asleep until God resurrects them. You can look at Daniel 12. There are a lot of false ideas in religion about what happens to somebody when they die. But when a person dies, the Bible shows they're asleep until they're resurrected, or they're woken up, you might say. They're going to be resurrected. That's what Jesus Christ did when he was on this earth. And he was able to resurrect and did that. And, you know, you can read all about that experience and what that was like. But he's going to resurrect people. You know, you think about these great historical figures like Abraham Lincoln, for example. Well, right now he's unconscious. His body's decomposed. Doesn't know anything. But God has his spirit mold, and he will resurrect him and bring him back. And those things that he experienced are recorded in his spirit. And that's the same for everybody. We've got this article. It's free. It's at thetrumpet.com. It's about the three resurrections. And it's really important to read that and understand what God's word reveals about the resurrection process. But for those who God has called and have developed God's character, they will be resurrected into the God family at Christ's return. And of course, ultimately, that's what God wants for all mankind. But now notice what a person resurrected into the God family is like. Philippians 3, let's notice this. This is a biblical proof of this transformation. Philippians 3, and we'll look at verses 20 through 21. It says, for our conversation is in heaven, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice verse 21, who shall change our vile body. Physically, you know, the body is pretty vile. It obviously breaks down over time. But he's going to change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. So a change is coming here where humans are going to be resurrected when they've developed the character of God and so forth. And again, there's more to study into there. But when they're resurrected into the God family, they have this glorious body. It's still them. It's still, you know, their personality and such. But it's in this glorified body. And you can note what the glorified Christ looks like in Revelation 1. I mean, it's amazing to read what he looks like today. He was a human for a time. Of course, he was God before that, but then he was a human, and now he's glorified. He's God again. And Revelation 1 shows us what he looks like. John, when he saw that vision of the glorified Christ there in Revelation 1, he was so amazed that he fell at his feet like he was dead. You know, he pretty much passed out from seeing it. You can read that in Revelation 1 and verse 17. But again, that's the process that is shown here in Philippians 3 and verse 21, that we're going to be changed into this glorified body. So God's going to take that spirit mold, but then he's going to give us this glorified body and this eternal life. People won't want to use photo filters anymore when that happens. You know, sometimes people today are pretty concerned about the way they look and such. But it's going to be a lot different when we're resurrected into the God family. There won't be any more worrying about those types of things because we'll have this glorified body. Notice what Paul wrote here in 1 Corinthians 15, again, talking about this same process. And again, just as a reminder, I mean, the reason we're discussing this is because it's an awesome part of God's plan and it gives us a lot of hope. But just the fact that what we're doing today is recorded into our human spirit and the character development is recorded, we should really think about what type of character we're developing. It's important. It's being recorded. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 42, it says, "So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body." There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. See, God has the ability to change human beings into God beings. Natural body into a spiritual body. Down in verse 52, it says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." This is talking about God's first fruits who are called today, or have been called over the ages. At the return of Christ, they're going to be resurrected, and some that are alive then, of course, will be changed. Verse 53, it says, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." This is the hope that we're all looking toward. Because as physical beings, we know that we are subject to death. You know, every man dies once, but then the resurrection. We know we break down. We know we get older. But that's not the concern because Christ will resurrect us. The concern is, what are we putting into our minds? Because it's being recorded. It's being recorded. See, we have this awesome future ahead of us, and we should really stop and think about what we're putting into our minds today and what type of character development we have. The physical body, it perishes, but that character development, that'll follow us. So we should think about what we do, what we experience today. Remember, as we talked about earlier, the human spirit records every bit of knowledge received through the five senses, and it records whatever character has been developed during one's life. And the spirit in man also records the personality of the individual and the physical makeup of the whole body. We certainly want to be developing our personalities according to God's way, right? Because that is what follows us. That's what's recorded. Notice Philippians 2 and verse 5. This is a memory scripture, but it's a great scripture to look at and a great admonition. Philippians 2 and verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." We want to think and act like Christ did, being led by God's Holy Spirit. We want the things of God recorded in our character. We don't want the things of Satan. I mean, if we have Satan's character, we won't be in God's family. We want to have godly character. That's what we want to develop. That's what we want recorded. We want to stay away from the negative things that destroy our character. And keep in mind that everything does get recorded. Here's a simple scripture to remember and really act on. It's in Philippians 4, just a little ways ahead here in your Bible, Philippians 4 and verse 8. Really powerful admonition. And when we think about what we experience, the information we take in, those things being recorded, Philippians 4 and verse 8 really is some great instruction for us. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." That's what we want to have in our minds. We want to be thinking about those things, looking at those things, inputting those types of things. Proverbs 23 and verse 7 tells us that as a person thinks in his heart, so he is. What goes on in our mind is vitally important. You're being recorded. And so am I. We're all being recorded. It's that human spirit is recording the information and the experiences and the character development. And so we want to make sure that our minds are being set on the right things. And so what we take into our minds does matter. You've all heard the expression, you know, you are what you eat. And that's true. What we eat makes up the physical body over time. Well, that's so much more true spiritually. We are what we take in. We are what we think on. And we need, of course, God's Spirit to empower our thinking and to open our minds to God's truth. But then we're told to really focus on those things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are of a good report. Anything of virtue or praiseworthy, those are the things to have in our mind so that we can develop that character of God and have that recorded within our human spirit. If you'd like to learn more about this, and I would think you would because it's a really interesting topic, please look at Lesson 19 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. Again, you can sign up for that course for free at thetrumpet.com. And also look up The Incredible Human Potential. That's free also at thetrumpet.com. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. And until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.